Welcome, bienvenidos to another episode aquí on Fuel Pasión Podcast, where I will give you a few updates and a couple things to think about as always as we get ready to close out the year 2021. La verdad, I appreciate all of you, cada uno that has subscribed, downloaded, shared any or all of our episodes this year. On the real, man, with so many options out there, la verdad, I am honored to be able to serve each one of you when it comes to cultura, faith, y conexiones. Bueno, ya saben, music is ready to drop on this intro. But as always, a very special shout out to the bakery itself for the epic intro and so much love that you guys have given us on that intro and transitions. Here we go in 3, 2, 1, dale. I am the host of Fuel Pasión Podcast, and can I tell you guys that 2021 here at our podcast has been an epic year of growth. Y como todos, I had the chance to check out the Spotify kind of wrapped up year. I don't know if you guys had the chance to check that out. And can I say, man, wow, overall, we've seen, to be honest, like in general, just like from a platform that we used on Spotify and then moving over in general, like the Spotify platform, amazing, 100%. But to be honest, we had over 1,400 downloads in the year overall. And I think what I'm just grateful for is that outside of the United States, I want to give a shout out to Germany, Ireland, China, Canada, Argentina, Colombia, Costa Rica, all of you. And to be honest, our top country outside of the United States is Germany. I mean, we got Hesse, Thuringia, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Bavaria, and the land of Berlin, which for me has been really cool to be able to see that. And again, I think it's crazy because in our dashboard, in our growth, so just to give you guys context, 2021 for me was, how can I get a better balance when it comes to gender? The majority of my listeners, heavily, era todo hombres. It was all males in the beginning of the year. When I tell you heavily, casi 90%, almost 90%. But this is why we take feedback. This is why we listen to all of you. Because now I'm proud to say that only 69% of our audience is male, 30% is female, and then 1% is not specified. So I just want to say thank you guys for that, because it takes a lot of work to be able to understand the importance of getting views and just listeners from all sides, not just one side. And what's crazy, which I will say, was that the audience of our age group is heavily, when I say heavily, the majority at 48% of our demographics in the age groups of 23 through 27. Unreal, super honored. Can I say thank you to all of you out there that are in this age group? I really appreciate you guys wanting to tune in. And of course, all of our listeners in general. This is, again, una familia here at Fuel Pasión, donde queremos saber la cultura. How do we plug that in life? How do we plug in our faith? Y how do we understand networking, those conexiones, as young professionals, or maybe just we're still in school, or maybe we went back to school. However that looks like, the importance for me to be able to know who you are and where we can meet you and serve you, that has been huge for us. So with that being said, I just kind of wanted to give our listeners an update. Now, we did take a break. It's been a few weeks since we've recorded our last episode. And I also will say, shout out to Spotify. I guess like we must have unlocked a video version of the podcast. So for many of you guys that don't follow me on Instagram, which if you don't and you would like to, it's C-N-O-H-A-N, which is C-Noan. That's my Instagram handle. We also have Fuel Pasión Podcast Instagram handle, where we actually post every Friday, was called Fuel Pasión Friday. Kind of one of those like pick me up, get you started for the weekend, or maybe depending where you're going to watch it, is for you to be either motivated or maybe you're kind of just getting ready to just finish out the work week or the school week. So super exciting news for that. I hope you guys get a chance to check us out on Spotify. But that's kind of one of the updates that we've had. The other update that I have for you guys is that we do have two last episodes under storytelling. And I think for me, this is the ones that I was kind of waiting for. Each one is uniquely made. But I think when we look at the whole framework of storytelling, this is clearly like kind of like the part one of like the next series that's to come, which, to be honest, I am very, very excited because we're going to be recording the intro for our newest season, which I cannot give you guys the name of it. But those of you guys that know me and maybe have had the chance to kind of hear me think out loud, have had the opportunity to know that we got some legit things coming for you guys in 2022. So prepárense, porque la verdad ustedes no saben lo que va a venir ahorita. And for those of my listeners that don't know exactly what I said, just get ready because you guys only know what we have in store for you guys, which, to be honest, for me, it's really exciting. So I look at 2021, and here's kind of what I want to leave you guys with. I've read this quote a couple times when I get a chance to speak to, you know, youth at-risk youth or even students in general, but famous artist Joshua Vitas, which shout out to him on the latest collaboration that he recently had with BMW. Super talented, amazing storyteller. You guys need to go check him out. But he said the following one time that really hit me, and I hope this can be a blessing and hopefully a benefit for each and every one of you. He said the following quote: "If I have learned anything this year, it's that talent is the engine, your work ethic is the fuel, and the execution is the nuts, bolts, and the glue that keeps the vehicle together." Did you guys hear that? I think when we look at 2021, the question is, what have you done with your talent? Because the talent is the thing that keeps you going. How have you approached the work? Because that work is the biggest thing that's going to give you the fuel necessary in order to understand the execution. Now, the execution is kind of like the details, all, again, to Joshua Vitas's point, the nuts, the bolts, the glue that keeps the vehicle together. I think a lot of times we need to really be honest with ourselves and say, hey, have I executed to the utmost way that I should have? Have I done the work that really keeps everything together? And if I haven't, what am I doing to prepare myself for the new year in order to make sure that I keep the vehicle going forward? The beauty is, and I've said this before, when we fail, we have the opportunity to be able to fail forward. So my hope is that as you guys are getting ready to celebrate Navidad, many of you that have celebrated Hanukkah, and many that are going to celebrate Kwanzaa, and also for all of those in Latinoamerica y el Caribe, those that celebrate Dia de los Reyes, as we get ready for the holiday season, as we get ready for the new year, my hope is that we really understand the importance of building the right habits, building the right framework, and having the right people involved in making sure that we get the things done that God has given us. Look, each and every one of us has a purpose that God has given us. It is our duty, it is our job to go after it. So again, think about the talent that you've been given. Think about how do you fuel that talent? But more importantly, what have you done to really keep it all together? Because a lot of times, and let's keep it real, how many times have we, like, growing up, we broke a toy and we're like, it's just a little piece. But when we kind of look back at it, we're like, man, I really wish it did have all the pieces. Because there's something aesthetically that just makes it look really good. For me, as I've looked at myself in this year, it's been a pretty tough year. It's been a year of resilience. It's been a year of understanding all the little details. Look, the details of this podcast. How do I get the right equipment? How do I utilize what I have best? Because here's the thing. It may not be a Lamborghini, but just know damn well that this thing is driving. It's driving to the point that we've gone 1.4 thousand miles and we ain't stopping. Because I understand the talent that God has given me. I understand what's fueling me is coming in and out every week, planning, scripting, understanding the importance of how do I get this podcast up and running? And at the end of the day, how do I ask other quote unquote mechanics and experts to chime in? And I think that's the other thing what I love about this. As much as like Joshua Vitas gives me the opportunity to reflect on it, it also allows me to understand that I am not the only mechanic that knows all. I am one of many. So my hope is that you also understand that you are one of many experts that can help you execute what you have in this life and going into the new year. So on behalf of Fuel Passion Podcast, espero que, bueno, que tengan una Navidad, que tengan un nuevo año, que sea de mucha bendición, that it can be a blessing in this new year that's coming up. And however you celebrate Christmas, my hope and prayer is that prepare yourself, because know you have the opportunity to do something completely different in 2022 or to be able to level up. So with that being said, we want to say thank you guys so much. Muchas gracias. La verdad, you know, just tuning in, taking a listen. And I hope you guys enjoyed the last two episodes of the season, the last one of the year. So this was just kind of like getting you guys a little buffer. I really appreciate our listeners that reach out and say, yo, like, where's the latest episode? Again, my apologies, but I do believe in that soul care of building the boundaries and just taking a break. It's okay to take a break. So with that being said, espero que tengan una semana fenomenal. Have an amazing week. And remember, always feel that cultura, the faith, y conexiones here at Fuel Pasión Podcast. So with that being said, we just want to say thank you. Y como siempre, ustedes ya saben, aquí estamos. Y no solamente con la música, pero como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.